This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. Game two goes to the Twins. Royals, simply put, just not good enough tonight. From the very beginning until the very end, just not good enough, top to bottom. I don't care what you want to talk about, the Royals weren't good enough tonight. I'm happy to talk about it with you, talk through it with you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's the text line number as well, 913-586-7610. Final score, Minnesota 4, Royals 2, third straight loss for the Royals, their third losing streak of the season. Now, if you are a worrier when it comes to your favorite baseball team, this game had it all. A little injury, a little shaky defense, some shaky pitching, some disappointing ABs. Some bad base run. I mean, the game had it all. Really, no matter what type of fan you are, you know, I've described the fan base this season as one of three things. Either a confident, confused, or a classic complainer. I don't know which group you subscribe to, but you're one of those three things, I would assume. It's been my experience in 2024 that Royals fans are one of three things. Confident, confused, or just a classic complainer. Well, whichever one you are, tonight had something to feed your confusion, your confidence, or your complaint box. It had it all. Offensively, some good, some bad. Defensively, on the base paths, on the mound, a little bit of everything. Again, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. But when you add it all up, obviously the final score shows disappointment. But even if you're an optimist, And I feel like I am an optimist about this team 56 games into the season. Not that I've always been an optimist. Not that I thought this team would run off a 34-22 start to the season. I'm not saying that. But watching them for more than a third of the season, yeah, I've become an optimist. When I see the team has lost three in a row, and yet the guy that takes the hill tomorrow leads the American League in ERA. In fact, has the lowest ERA in all of Major League Baseball. It allows me to be an optimist. But I can admit that tonight the negative far outweighed the positive. Defensively, great job by Salvador Perez, moving from catcher to first base and making a great pick to finish off Cole Reagan's third inning of work. Mikel Garcia makes an outstanding diving snag on a 104-mile-per-hour rocket up the third baseline. Great play by Mikel at the hot corner. Bobby with an amazing save on a poor throw from Freddie Fermin behind the dish. No, there were sensational moments defensively, but the defense also gave a run away. Garrett Hampson in left field left something to be desired. Now, didn't he? I understand MJ came in and struck out against a 101-mile-per-hour heater in the ninth inning against Twins closer Johan Duran. But you saw tonight just how valuable the defense of MJ Melendez can be. Offensively, Salvi extends his on-base streak to 20 games. Nick Lofton draws a walk, scores a run, picks up his first base hit since returning to the big leagues. There were good moments offensively. But man, Bobby had some chances that you need Bobby to come through in. Nobody's down on Bobby Witt Jr. The guy's still one of the best players on the planet. But when Vinny Pasquantino goes down with a leg injury, without Michael Massey, when you're struggling to find a fifth bat, shoot, with the loss of Vinny, you're struggling to find a fourth bat right now. Opportunities like Bobby had in the fifth inning, need him to come through. Opportunities like he had even earlier in the third inning, need him to come through. So offensively, defensively, on the base pass, how about Kyle Isbell returning from injury right out of the gate? He gets on base in his first start since taking that foul ball to the nose. In his first plate appearance, he reaches base, draws a walk, steals second base, and goes in head first. How about the tough, aggressive base running of Kyle Isbell offset by the caught stealing in the ninth inning by Dairon Blanco? Look, we hold them to a high standard, just like we did Terrence Gore, just like we did Jerod Dyson. You're brought in. No, not just brought in. You're on this team to rip that bag. Not that we're down on Dairon Blanco, just like we're not down on Bobby Witt Jr., but Bobby, you're the superstar. I need you to come through. Dairon, you're the automatic stolen base. I need you to come through. I'm telling you guys, in every facet tonight, there was good, but the bad, sadly, outweighed the good. We could talk about pitching. Cole Reagans gives you five innings. Royal starters have now gone at least five innings in 22 straight games. Outstanding. But Reagans was hit hard tonight. Couldn't find the consistent fastball that we saw him execute so beautifully against the Detroit Tigers in each of his last two outings, as a matter of fact. Cole Reagans was good. Well, Cole Reagans was good by most big league starting pitching standards. He was average at the standard that he has set himself. So there was good, there was bad. Sam Long, another scoreless appearance. How about a six-out appearance from Chris Stratton? And then Carlos Hernandez looking awfully similar to the Carlos Hernandez we've watched for the last 3 years. So the phone lines are open. We can talk through it. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We're going to start off in Jefferson City. Jason, you're hitting leadoff tonight as the Royals fall in Game 2 in Minnesota, 4-2, the final score. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern, I'm not trading a soul on this team. I'm going to live and die by this team. Now, that being said, it all depends on what happens with Michael Massey's lower back strain. I With Adam Frazier, yeah, sure. But we could possibly do better. I don't know who's on the farm system as far as second base, but I kind of like Nicky Lofton. I'll leave it there. Hey, great job. You have a great night, bud.
Yeah, you do the same. Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate it, Jason. Well, certainly Nick Lofton's going to get an extended look. You know, this isn't something, in my opinion, Nick Lofton's going to get an extended look. Again, we're still a few days away from flipping the calendar to June. I'm giving him 2.5-3 weeks. And we'll see where Michael Massey is at that point, but let's be honest, this is a back issue with Massey that dates back to his days in college. It's not going anywhere. You're going to have to be mindful of it moving forward, so you always need to make sure you have an insurance plan, which is why it's so very great they went out and brought in Adam Frazier, who tonight comes in off the bench, pinch hits in the ninth inning, and goes to the opposite field. Adam Frazier having himself a very good road trip. Nick Lofton, as I mentioned, scored a run, drew a walk, picked up a single. His 15th game this season at the big league level. In those 15 games, he has 9 base hits, all of them singles, more walks than strikeouts. Now, he's worth an extended look. Here's the thing. As we get closer to the end of May, as we're almost exactly 2 months away from the trade deadline, there's no doubt about the fact that this team is going to need to improve its bullpen. Every team needs to improve its bullpen, so that's really a throwaway. Obviously, you need to improve your bullpen. Yeah, Massey and Vinny, to me, you could throw an MJ Melendez in the conversation, but his performance hasn't really warranted his name being in the conversation. But if you want to put it in there, go right ahead. I remember what he did in the second half of last year. You know, MJ still has that potential. But these next 2.5-3 weeks, how Vinny comes back from this lower leg injury. You heard Matt Quatrero a moment ago saying the collision with Byron Buxton at first base when Buck's left knee collides with Vinny's left shin, that it's just a lower left leg contusion. X-rays were negative. Nothing to worry about, according to Matt Quatrero. Okay, great. Well, that left leg is still your load leg. If you're a Vinny Pasquantino, that's going to be pretty painful tomorrow going opposite Bailey Ober. Could still hurt Thursday afternoon going opposite Chris Paddock before returning home to take on the Padres. Over these next 2.5 weeks, the way that Massey responds, if we get some clarity on when he'll return, Massey and Vinny, I think that dictates what you're looking for at the deadline. I've told you before, once the calendar flips to June, the focus of this show is going to start changing. It's going to be about making sure this team is in position to secure a postseason spot. Now, they're in that position right now, and with this pitching staff, there's no reason to believe they're going to go anywhere but further up. A case can be made that this rotation right now is on pace, all five of them, to set career highs in innings pitched, and maybe we should expect some sort of a regression. Again, if that happens over the next 2.5-3 weeks, I think the search for the missing slugger or the search for a more quality on base performer to be implanted into this lineup, either slug or on base, one of those two things, I think the urgency that this front office feels begins to pick up. You're going to give Lofton a look. You're going to see what Frazier can do. But if Vinny doesn't return and perform like the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino that you and I know and love, or if we don't see some sort of a breakout from MJ, or if Hunter Renfro's line drive double in the fifth inning wasn't the start of something, the start of a turnaround for Renfro, if that's not the case, well then no, I wouldn't be surprised to see the Royals overly aggressive to bring in that bat. But that's still 2.5-3 weeks away, in my opinion. Right now, watching this team, no, they don't appear desperate for anything. But today was also the first day with no Massey and now Vinny Pasquantino getting a little bit banged up. We'll see how long that lasts. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals lose to the Twins 4-2. At best, the boys can earn a split in the Twin Cities. Lugo pitches tomorrow. Brady Singer in the finale. I still expect the Royals to split. That was my hope going into the series, and it remains my hope two games in. Let's go to Mitch in Overland Park. Mitch, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call, Vern. That's bad timing with Vinny and Massey at the same time. Hopefully they can bounce back quickly. Obviously, we're a power-hitting outfielder away and a dominant strikeout-type guy in the bullpen. Hernandez is frustrating. Guy throws 100 miles an hour, and he's throwing a lot of breaking pitches. That's frustrating as a former coach and pitcher. I heard Hosmer on the pregame the other day talking about being in the locker room, the clubhouse, and the reunion and all that. And I'll tell you what, man, I loved what he had to say. Very promising. Again, old coach here, emphasis on old. The chemistry, the camaraderie, pulling for one another, the competitiveness on pitching staff, I think it bodes well. Just a few pieces away. And if you'd have told me last year that we'd go 500 this year, I think most people would be thrilled. So anything beyond that is icing on the cake. And it just bugs me how the Twins always seem to have our number. I like Salvi at first. He's doing a pretty good job. Freddie behind the plate is a good backup. And you got to give credit to MJ. He's playing a lot better in the field than he did before. I know he's worked at it. So hoping for the best, hoping for a split. Thanks for taking my call, Vern. You have a good one.
Yeah, you do the same, Mitch. Always nice hearing from you. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose 4-2. The run differential this season, still third best in Major League Baseball. Royals sitting at plus 76. My game notes following the 22nd loss of the season are presented, as always, by Jay's South Lanto. Be in the know when called Jay's South Lanto. Yeah, if you missed what Mitch was talking about, it dates back to Eric Hosmer's podcast, Digging Deep. Released this past Friday, he had this to say about returning to Kansas City and what he saw from the boys in blue.
And man, Sledge, I was just out there in Kansas City, and the energy in the stadium is back. The Let's Go Royals chants are there for the final three outs. And I'm telling you right now, Sledge, this team is a move or two away from being back in October and doing what they do, and I cannot wait for it. But I'm telling you, Sledge, it was a different energy out there. And one big thing that I will say from watching the games in the years past, I know there was a lot of frustration. The guys want to win, especially with Salvi. Salvi is right up there on the top step of every homer. He's jumping right out there for every double, doing their signals. We got a chance to walk in the locker room, see how the guys interact. Those guys are enjoying being around each other. They're saying they're going to dinner every time on the road. I'm telling you, Sledge, they got everybody in that organization pulling on the same rope, and I think there's going to be something special out there in Kansas City going down.
Royals on pace to win 98 games, even following this third straight loss. Let's head out to Virginia, talk with our buddy Jacob. You're on 610 Sports Radio. Jacob, how are you?
I'm doing good, Vern. How about yourself, man?
Doing all right. The last two losses, man, I turned the page real quick. This one bothered me tonight. Yeah. I'm ready to move on, but this one bothered me tonight.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing because, like, there were, first off, last night's rally really, really helped out my feelings with that second loss, because if they would have ended up losing by a five-run differential, we'd be having a different conversation. But this was the first loss in this little streak that they have that was actually really frustrating. But I do want to say we're quick to criticize guys, so I feel like we got to give cr- credit to, you know, some underperforming guys at the plate. You know, Isbell got that RBI. Renfro came through. Nick Lofton getting on base twice. Thank goodness for him. And Garrett Hampson.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
For all of his defensive and base running miscues did produce at the plate in relation to the rest of the lineup. You know what? Truthfully, that's all I wanted to point out, Vern. And I appreciate what you're doing. And I'm hoping for that split too. Go Royals!
Nice to hear from you as always, Jacob. Keep holding it down out there in Virginia. 913-586-7610. Yeah, Garrett Hampson's an interesting conversation right now, isn't he? I mean, the guy's hitting 306 when his name's in the starting lineup. Hitting 419 in the month of May. And yet, on the base paths, and defensively tonight in left field. Just can't happen. Again, I'm not going to overreact. You know, he's obviously been more good than bad. You know, that really, I think, is the best way to summarize tonight's game. You know, Cole Reagans was fine. But I expect more from Cole Reagans. Bobby Witt Jr.'s a freaking stud. But I expect more from Bobby. I mean, I could go up and down the line right now. You know, Carlos Hernandez. I've expected more from Carlos Hernandez for years now. But you know what? He doesn't belong in that conversation. I'm talking about Cole Reagans as your ace. Bobby as your superstar. Garrett Hampson is your Swiss Army knife. Dairon Blanco is your pinch runner. All four of those guys. Terrific years. But not one of them lived up to the billing tonight. It's not a knock on their season. It's not a knock on what they're going to do on the remaining 106 games. It's just, I believe, fair assessment on the Tuesday night they put together in the Twin Cities. Royals lose 4-2. We get right back to your phone calls after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
First pitch.
Fastball laced over Santana down into right field, a base hit. Lofton's in the score. Renfro's held at third. It's a first pitch opposite field RBI single for Garrett Hampson. And the Royals have their first run tonight.
Two pitches later, they would add their second run. Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals trailed 3-0 entering the fifth inning. Nick Lofton draws an 8-pitch walk to open things up, and then Hunter Renfro destroys a fastball on the outside part of the plate, ropes it 105 miles per hour to right center field, making it second and third with nobody out. That's when Garrett Hampson drives in one with his opposite field single. Kyle Isbell, then with two on and nobody out, the only thing you can't do is strike out. Just you can't strike out. You got to put the ball in play. First and third with nobody out. You're down by two runs. Must put the ball in play. Isbell does just that, grounding out, plating Hunter Renfro and cutting the deficit to one. 3-2 after five. It would remain a one-run game until the eighth inning. It's when Carlos Hernandez would come in, walk the first batter that he faces, a 10-pitch duel with Byron Buxton that ends with one of the fastest players in the division on first base. He would steal second base, even though he was, well, he steals second base, advances to third on a Willie Castro ground out, and then scores on a Kyle Farmer single to center field. That made it 4-2 Minnesota, and that would be your final score. Royals drop a third straight game, their third losing streak of the season. This matches the season high three-game losing streak. The Royals are now 34-22, three games back of the Cleveland Guardians, who right now are on top of the Rockies 10-7 heading to the eighth inning. So that deficit in the division likely to grow to 3.5 games. All right, let's go to Matt in Olathe. Matt, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You know, I mean, three-game losing streak, but we're coming off a 9-game winning streak. So, I mean, we got to keep it in perspective, right?
8-game winning streak, but I understand what you're saying. Yes, keep it in perspective. Yeah. Still 12 games above 500.
Yeah. Who amongst us would have thought our boys in blue would have been 12 games over 500 at any point in the season, let alone this early?
Certainly not this early. I'll give you that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we can nitpick about the outfield, which, yes, we need more production from them on the offensive side. But Bobby Witt's playing out of his mind. He is the superstar we signed him to be. Salvi's playing, minus this last little slump, probably the best offensive ball of his career. Mm-hmm. Our rotation, we haven't had a rotation like this since, I mean, you tell me, late 70s, early 80s.
And that 85 group was pretty strong.
Well, yes, exactly. I'm a little concerned about Reagans. I know he's got electric stuff. He could be one of the best pitchers in the game. Is it a loss of concentration, lack of focus? I mean, he's not.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Matt. Here's the thing I saw with Cole Reagans tonight. You know, he, again, like I said with a lot of the participants in this 4-2 loss, you know, they were fine for the average big leaguer, but I expect more from Cole, more from Bobby, more from Garrett Hampson out of that role, more from Dyron Blanco out of his role. But you really need to look. Thanks for the phone call, Matt. You really need to look inning by inning, pitch by pitch, batter by batter with Cole Reagans. You know, the two runs that he gave up in the first inning. You know, the Manuel Margot leadoff single to Bobby Witt Jr., quality piece of hitting by Margot. Yeah. That's, in my opinion, tip your cap to him. He comes around to score a few batters later when Jose Miranda hits a changeup up in the zone from Cole Reagans. Hits it hard to center field. So there's your two runs there. Carlos Correa ropes a double in that first inning. So he's hit hard, also picks up a pair of punch outs. You know, Reagans was fine for an average big leaguer. When you have, you know, a spotty fastball, still a terrific changeup, a pretty good curveball on occasion tonight. You know, the slider, the cutter, didn't really see them executed all that well. Like I mentioned, the fastball was hit and miss. But the two runs that he gives up in the first inning, you know, well earned by Minnesota. The third run that he gives up in the fourth, I don't know if I can charge that to Reagans. To me, Garrett Hampson makes a catch that he's supposed to make. That run doesn't come in to score. So it's, you know, five innings of two-run baseball from Cole Reagans, maybe five and change of two-run baseball from Reagans. Now, I'm not worried about him. 12th start of the season. Royals are 6-6 in his dozen starts. His ERA is now 3.49. He has 83 strikeouts in 67 innings. Third most strikeouts in all of Major League Baseball. Sixth best strikeout per nine in Major League Baseball. And if you're looking at swings and misses, looking at whiffs, Reagans is the best lefty in Major League Baseball. And this season, he's averaging just shy of 5 2/3 innings every time he takes the ball. I don't think there's anything to worry about with Cole Reagans, to be quite honest with you. Especially knowing that he's linked up with Seth Lugo, Brady Singer, Michael Wacha, Alec Marsh, and Daniel Lynch waiting in the wings down in Omaha. The fact that it's not Cole Reagans and then a big drop-off. You know, I look at that Minnesota team. Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, and then a sizable drop-off to Ober and Woods Richardson and Paddock. Two pitchers could carry you a long way, especially in October. So I'm not knocking Minnesota. But the stability, the consistency that these five, that Kansas City's putting forth, those horses in the rotation, right? Four of them right now, four of the five on pace to give you more than 180 innings this season. That's why I'm not worried about that's one of many reasons why I'm not worried about Cole Reagans, is because it's not all on his shoulders. Now, five and dive on occasion is still giving your team a chance to win. Royals starters have given their team a chance to win, have gone at least five innings, like I mentioned, in 22 straight games. In that stretch, the rotation has an ERA of 2.86. Surprisingly, 22 straight games getting at least five innings from your starter, Royals' record in those 22 games is only 14-8. Let's hear what Cole Reagans had to say after his starts, as his record falls to 4-4 this season. Let's hear what he had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Bad counts. They made me pay for it. You know, it felt like I settled in there a little bit, but just overall, just wasn't, you know, left some pitches over the plate, and they did damage.
Did you turn to your changeup a little bit more going through your start early?
Well, I feel like I've always used my changeup, you know, a good bit. They just put some good swings on some good ones, and, you know, that happened.
There's something, your fastball was jumping today, too. It looked like it was feeling good. How was your command? How did you feel about that?
It was all right. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't think it was terrible either. You know, like I said, they put some good swings on some good pitches, and some of them I left over the plate, and they made me pay.
You guys have managed to avoid longer losing streaks this year. Like, three is the longest you've lost in a row. What is the key to having a team be able to avoid having a hiccup turn into something much worse?
Move on. It's three games. There's a lot of baseball left. Move on. It's, you know, it's early in the season. We can't sit here and dwell on it. It's, you know, we got to look forward to tomorrow. We got two more games against these guys. So there's no point in dwelling on it.
What kind of adjustments did you kind of make with Salvi early and then Freddie just dropping their
hitting? I've thrown to both of them quite a bit. But we talk in between innings, talk about our game plan, and, you know, try to execute it.
You guys made it exciting in the ninth again. I mean, there's no quit in this team, is there?
No, these guys are relentless. It's incredible. Day in and day out, you know, we're not done till it's done. You know, it's fun to be a part of, fun to watch.
Again, the final line for Cole Reagans: 5 innings, 3 runs on 9 hits, 1 walk, and 7 punchouts. You heard him start there talking about falling behind in counts, and he's 100% right. I mentioned the leadoff single in the first inning from Manuel Margot, a softly hit chopper to the left side that Bobby fielded, but Margot got down the line in time to beat the throw. Following that leadoff single, he falls behind Carlos Correa 3-0. Got to come in to, you know, one of the best shortstops of the past decade. So down 3-0, he's got to come across the plate, and Correa didn't miss it. 112 miles per hour off of the bat for a double, making it second and third with nobody out. Following a strikeout of Ryan Jeffers, falls behind Jose Miranda. 2-0, comes in with strike one, has to come in again. And a changeup up in the zone is hit hard. 2-0 Minnesota. One more would come in across against Cole Reagans. As I mentioned, that one you could lay at the feet of Garrett Hampson. Maybe the official score will eventually lay it at the feet of Garrett Hampson. But for the time being, Reagans' ERA still rests right at 3.5. The Royals' rotation has an ERA sitting at 3.08. On average, Royals starters are giving you more than 5 2/3 innings every time they take the ball. Third most innings pitched in all of Major League Baseball. Let's go to Jason in Washington. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern. Welcome back. Thanks. Hope you had a nice vacation, man.
I did. It was nice seeing my mom and my two sisters came into town, so it was great. And now I've come back just in time to watch them lose 3 in a row.
Well, you were missed, man. Thanks for taking my call, though. I had a couple things. Let's just hope Vinny is okay. I think some of that was on Byron Buxton, though. You know, with the way he stepped on the bag.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bobby's one of a kind, but dang, sure would have been nice for him to come through with one of those chances. Yeah. Was really hoping MJ would get his first RBI on the road, but have we ever seen a home road split with him? Like, it's crazy. But I know his defense is solid, but how much longer of a leash do we give him with his at-bat? I'm not sold on Hernandez. Leadoff walks will kill you every single time because he can't seem to find the strike zone. I'd like to see Will Klein take his spot if he continues to struggle. But I'll listen off air. Thank you, Vern, for all you do, and let's get him tomorrow.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, MJ Melendez came in late in this game. Pinch hit in the ninth inning with... turned out to be just a man on third and one out after Dairon Blanco was caught stealing. MJ struck out. MJ now 5-for-66 away from Kauffman Stadium, hitting 076. How much longer? Well, the option right now is obviously Drew Waters down in Omaha. The question is MJ so lost offensively that that's the option? Is he searching for confidence? Is he searching, period? Is the dome messed up is what I mean. If the answer is yes, well then yeah, I'm all for it. Send him down. Let him clear his head. Let him find some confidence if that's what he needs. But the guy that I'm watching, body language-wise, he's not, and trust me, MJ's one to pout. You know, I can't tell you how many times last year just loser body language in the first half of the season. I haven't seen that. Now, defensively, he's been very good. Now, missed a play yesterday, and a missed catch yesterday. And if the coaching staff sees that and believes that the offensive struggles are now carrying into the field, I'm with you. But I don't think that's the case. He didn't get the start tonight, but when you look at the splits of Twins starting pitcher Simeon Woods Richardson, you understand why. He was limiting lefties to a batting average below the Mendoza line while righties were hitting north of 300. And Q went to him in the ninth inning. So the coaching staff still believes that he's in the right space mentally. And if that's the case, I'm sticking it out with him. Now, the decision to go to MJ Melendez, I'm seeing a lot of question marks coming in on the text line. It's an understandable question. I was surprised to see it myself. I understand a lefty coming in off the bench to face a righty reliever. Maybe I should have been surprised. But keep in mind, it's 4-2 Minnesota, top of the ninth inning. Salvador Perez leads off with a 107-mile-per-hour rocket to center field for a leadoff double. The Twins closer challenges Salvi with a 100-mile-per-hour heater up and out of the zone. Salvi's ready for it. Crushes it to deep center. So a leadoff double is followed by an Adam Frazier pinch hit opposite field single, setting up first and third with nobody out. Dyrone Blanco comes in to pinch run. He ultimately gets caught stealing. And in a seven-pitch at-bat, MJ Melendez ultimately falls, going down swinging through a 101-mile-per-hour fastball. Would Nelson Velasquez have been a better option? Should Q have stuck with the man that was in that spot to begin with? I thought he would. I thought the bat speed and the power potential of Nelson Velasquez offsets the righty-on-righty matchup. Offset the option of going to MJ. I thought we've seen enough from Nelly of late to say his extra base threat is a little bit more present than the threat that MJ brought to the dish in the second half of last season and the first few weeks of this year. So I'm with you, text line. I was surprised by that move. But that move tells me that Q doesn't see a young man that is all mixed up mentally, talking about MJ. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. And as far as Carlos Hernandez, you want him replaced with Will Klein? Yeah, there's just something with Carlos Hernandez where, man, there's no mending my broken heart with Carlos Hernandez. And I'm not trying to make it about me. I guess I kind of am, but I apologize for doing that. I just had such high hopes for Hernandez back in 2020 and 2021. What he could be in the rotation, shoot, what he could be out of the bullpen. And he's just failed to reach those expectations that I apparently mistakenly set for him. Hernandez tonight, again, a leadoff walk, comes around to score. That's the fourth and final run for the Minnesota Twins. Yeah, Will Klein's pitching well in Omaha. We're going to see him, no doubt about it. Will Klein will get an opportunity just like Carlos Hernandez is getting an opportunity. But once you exhaust those two options, then you got to make a move. Then you got to make a trade, or maybe you can do what you did last year and find that brilliant waiver claim, trade acquisition like James MacArthur or like you did this spring with John Schreiber. Maybe the front office can pull another rabbit out of the hat. But if not, that rabbit needs to be acquired via a trade. Because when you need that big strikeout in September, in October, who are you turning to? It's not Carlos. Maybe it's going to be Will Klein. Maybe it's... Well, you need more than just MacArthur and Schreiber. Who else? Who's that third strikeout artist out of the bullpen? Who's it going to be? Got to find him. Royals lose 4-2. It's three straight losses for the third time this season. We'll take a quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
1-2. Perez hits it high in the air, deep to center field. Buxton drifts back onto the track, still going at the fence. It's off the right field wall, in play. Salvador Perez lumbers to second, slides in safely with a double.
That would have been a home run in 22 other parks. At Target Field, though, it's a 411-foot leadoff double from Salvador Perez. He is stranded at third as the Royals fall 4-2 in Game 2 in the Twin Cities. It's a four-game series, so the Royals still have an opportunity to earn a split before heading home to take on the Padres. Salvi's double there in the ninth inning extends his on-base streak to 20 games. Salvi's reached base safely in 91% of the games he's played in this season. That's why he's got that sparkling batting average of .322, good for fifth best in Major League Baseball, and his OPS still top 15 in Major League Baseball. Royals now 13-14 away from Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, a losing record, but a positive run differential. 13-14 on the road, but plus 15 when you look at the run differential. All right, 913-586-7610. Let's go to the text line. Same number, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, when are we going to call up Drew Waters, and why did Dairon Blanco get thrown out by 10 feet? Well, I just addressed the Drew Waters conversation. Whenever this coaching staff or this front office believe that MJ's offensive woes are now infesting his thoughts, and those thoughts carry into the dugout, into the clubhouse, into his car, onto the bus, the plane, defensively on the base pass, all of the above. That's when you see MJ Melendez replaced on the roster. Maybe Drew Waters gets up here sooner in another fashion, but replacing MJ Melendez, to me, that's the only way that happens. Why did Blanco get thrown out by 10 feet? Well, everyone in the building knew he was going to steal. The guy on the hill sits 99 miles per hour. Christian Vasquez is a terrific catcher. And Dairon didn't get the best of jumps. Add it all up, and Blanco is meat at second base for the first out of that ninth inning as the Royals attempted to mount a comeback against the Minnesota Twins team that now is slowly creeping up on the heels of the Royals. Minnesota now six games above 500, three games back of the Royals for second place. Royals are 13-16 this season against teams with a 500 record or better. 913-586-7610. We go back to the text line. And from the, a quick update, Guardians about to close this one out. They're up 13-7 in Colorado. So Cleveland about to be 3.5 games in front of the Royals for first place in the American League Central. All right, back to the text line. Where are we going? We're going to the 316. Vern, I'm nervous about the upcoming schedule. It's an absolute meat grinder. Feels like we're about to hit a real rough patch. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Following these two in Minnesota, it's three at home against the Padres, three in Cleveland, three at home against the Mariners, four at home against the Yankees, and then three on the road against the Dodgers. Yeah, this is a stretch of 20 straight games against teams currently in playoff position. Royals are 0-2 in the first two. But like I mentioned, even if, you know, worst case scenario, they go 5-15 in this stretch. It means they return home 39-35. I mean, even the worst stretch you can imagine has this team above 500 with the Oakland Athletics on the other side of the field. Once you finish that series at Dodger Stadium, it's up to Oakland, and you're going to be above 500. So I don't know what you're nervous about. For as much as I want this team to win the division, that's not the only route to the postseason. And don't get it twisted, the only thing that matters is getting into the postseason. Whether you're the 2 seed or the 6 seed, you have the pitching, the defense, and the team speed that wins in October, so embrace it. You no longer need to be a great team to win the World Series. Now, sometimes you don't even need to be a very good team. You can be just a above-average ball club that gets red hot in October. Let's go back to the text line. Ryan from Olathe says that his confidence is growing, but the team's been bad his entire life, save for 14 and 15. Says, Vern, I want to be confident, but I need an entire season of consistently good baseball before I can say I'm 100% confident. All right, Ryan, well, I appreciate you admitting that. It's going to be a long summer for you. Because even if the Royals put together that full quality season of baseball this year, even if they, you know, win 86 games and bow out in the first round of the playoffs, that really doesn't mean much for next year. You know, Michael Wacha could be gone. You might have to make a move and trade Brady Singer away. Can we really expect Salvi to duplicate this next season? How healthy is Vinny? How healthy is Michael Massey next year? Now, Ryan, you might miss it. If you need an entire season, you might miss it. Guardians do complete the 6-run victory in Denver. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Michael Garcia is a grown man and one hell of a third baseman. Yeah, no doubt. Boy, what a play. Michael in the seventh inning dives to snag a 104-mile-per-hour one-hopper off of the bat of Ryan Jeffers for the second out of Chris Stratton's second inning. Stratton's first six-out appearance of the season. From the 913, still happy the way the season's going, Vern. It's great to have a good team in the city, no doubt. From the 913, Vern, the Royals didn't play well tonight, but they didn't manage well either. Bringing your worst bat off the bench on a cold night against a guy throwing 102, that's head-scratching, to say the least. Fair point. From the 816, Vern, I think it's safe to say the first quarter of the season was a fluke. They'll be under 500 by the All-Star break. You can disagree with me all you want, but it doesn't mean that I'm wrong. Okay. Yeah, it seems like you don't want to have a conversation, so I will not have one with you. Okay. Rally Mantis is wishing the best to Vinny Pasquantino. Again, Matt Quatrero saying that all appears well. It's just going to be a little painful for the Pasquatch. 816 is disappointed in Carlos Hernandez. Yeah, no doubt, man. Get in line. I appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. But how about Sam Long? Let's give some love to the lefty. His third straight scoreless appearance to start his Royals career. Dude's yet to allow a base runner. Looks good out there. I'm happy with what I'm seeing from Sam Long. How could you not be? Royals lose 4-2, a three-game losing streak, but as I've said countless times, the best part about this team is the next day's starting pitcher. No matter how great or how poor things went that night, you have another horse on the hill the very next night. We'll get to more on Seth Lugo in a moment, but first, let's go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, good evening. I wanted to comment on a couple things. Last night, somebody sent you a text essentially undressing you for the fact that you're purportedly a homer. I've listened to baseball for close to 60 years, and you're as far away from a homer. Matter of fact, you're a little more direct against the home team than most people I hear. So that kind of put my blood pressure up. But thanks, it man. Went up a little bit more when they brought Hernandez in tonight. I have no idea, after watching him last year, game after game, night after night, walk people, hit people, strike out nobody, and this team somehow thinks that this guy is their savior. So I'm looking at the statistics when they brought him up, and I wasn't happy before I looked at him. Well, I was really unhappy when I saw that he was down in the minors and had a glowing 7.45 earned run average with a bunch of walks.
Yeah.
How in the world can that guy be on this team and be brought in? Well, how can he be on the team, period?
Because of the listen, I understand it. The same reason why I'm expressing my disappointment is because, you know, this was a guy a few years ago, you know, a big 6'4 right-hander with a triple-digit fastball, a pair of devastating breaking balls. I mean, he was a real five-pitch pitcher. Okay, they wanted him to work as a starting pitcher. I really thought he would work, and it just never materialized. But they don't want to give up on that because of that amazing stuff, that triple-digit fastball. So they are begging him to lock it in, to put in the type of work it takes to be a consistent reliever. Because the talent is there, I just don't know if the want is there, the desire to be great. I don't know if it's there from Carlos Hernandez. And sooner rather than later, the organization's likely going to have to make a decision of, do we cut bait with this dude and ultimately wave the white flag and say he's not the guy we hoped him to be?
Well, I thought they were going to dump him at the end of last year, like they did with Heasley, who was another, you know, walk in and lose games. I don't get it. I hope that our team in the minors has something better than that, because I hate to be a doomsday guy. If they think they're going to put the ribbon on Hernandez and get us what we want at the beginning of the year, which just gives me chills. It's so great.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, Rick, I'm with you. I hope you're wrong as well, but I don't believe that you are. The difference between Hernandez and Heasley is about 5 to 6 miles per hour on the fastball and a much better breaker, much better curveball for Hernandez than Jonathan Heasley. To me, Heasley's a long reliever. Hernandez has the stuff to be a high-leverage reliever. You say hopefully they have someone in the minor leagues that can replace Hernandez or can do what they needed Carlos to do, which is get big strikeouts in high-leverage situations. As we mentioned earlier, I'm hoping Will Klein can be that guy. John McMillan has flashed at times, but has yet to find his consistency right now in the minor leagues. Outside of those two, no one really jumping out at me, which is, you know, that's where you start, right? You begin internally. Who's currently within the organization that can help in 2024? Okay. Once you exhaust those options, well, then you need to turn externally. Then, you know, ideally, you can find someone on the waiver wire. You can make a savvy trade. The Royals got to keep doing that. I know JJ's had a very strong 18 months, but in a market like this, what have you done for me lately? You got to keep it up. It's bogus saying that, but that's what's made Tampa successful. That's what's made Cleveland successful, is they just keep churning that talent. They keep hitting on those waiver claims, on those trades, on those minor league signings. So that would be option number two, to find that diamond in the rough on waivers or in a trade. Option number three is the obvious free agent, or excuse me, the obvious trade deadline move. You bring in the, oh, I don't know. I mean, there's Mason Miller's the guy that jumps to the forefront of most reliever at the deadline acquisition conversations. I think it's going to be a little bit too tough to procure him from Oakland. But a Tanner Scott from Miami, Kenley Jansen from Boston, a Michael Kopech from the White Sox, that's a possibility. That's what this team needs. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. From the 316, Vern, like Bob Fesco always says, you can't treat this thing day to day. You got to go series to series. Yeah, I'm with you. No doubt. I mean, you could even go week to week the way things swing one way or the other in Major League Baseball. Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate the phone call, Rick. But like I was talking about, man, Seth Lugo. You know, for as disappointing as this game was today, for as much as it left you wanting more, Seth Lugo's on the hill tomorrow. Leads Major League Baseball in ERA, in wins, quality starts. By the end of tomorrow, might lead Major League Baseball in innings pitched. How bad can it be? Seth Lugo and Bailey Ober square off tomorrow at 6:40. I'll have the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30 with your chance to win tickets to see the Royals and Yankees coming up in a couple weeks at Kauffman Stadium. Thanks to James Howell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Royals lose 4-2. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Going at the fence, it's off the right field wall, in play. Salvador Perez lumbers to second, slides in safely with a double.
That would have been a home run in 22 other parks. At Target Field, though, it's a 411-foot leadoff double from Salvador Perez. He is stranded at third as the Royals fall 4-2 in Game 2 in the Twin Cities. It's a four-game series, so the Royals still have an opportunity to earn a split before heading home to take on the Padres. Salvi's double there in the ninth inning extends his on-base streak to 20 games. Salvi's reached base safely in 91% of the games he's played in this season. That's why he's got that sparkling batting average of .322, good for fifth best in Major League Baseball, and his OPS still top 15 in Major League Baseball. Royals now 13-14 away from Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, a losing record, but a positive run differential. 13-14 on the road, but plus 15 when you look at the run differential. All right, 913-586-7610. Let's go to the text line. Same number, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, when are we going to call up Drew Waters, and why did Dyrone Blanco get thrown out by 10 feet? Well, I just addressed the Drew Waters conversation. Whenever this coaching staff or this front office believe that MJ's offensive woes are now infesting his thoughts, and those thoughts carry into the dugout, into the clubhouse, into his car, onto the bus, the plane, defensively on the base pass, all of the above. That's when you see MJ Melendez replaced on the roster. Maybe Drew Waters gets up here sooner in another fashion, but replacing MJ Melendez, to me, that's the only way that happens. Why did Blanco get thrown out by 10 feet? Well, everyone in the building knew he was going to steal. The guy on the hill sits 99 miles per hour. Christian Vasquez is a terrific catcher. And Dyrone didn't get the best of jumps. Add it all up, and Blanco is meat at second base for the first out of that ninth inning as the Royals attempted to mount a comeback against the Minnesota Twins team that now is slowly creeping up on the heels of the Royals. Minnesota now six games above 500, three games back of the Royals for second place. Royals are 13-16 this season against teams with a 500 record or better. 913-586-7610. We go back to the text line. And from the, a quick update. Guardians about to close this one out. They're up 13-7 in Colorado. So Cleveland about to be 3.5 games in front of the Royals for first place in the American League Central. All right, back to the text line. Where are we going? We're going to the 316. Vern, I'm nervous about the upcoming schedule. It's an absolute meat grinder. Feels like we're about to hit a real rough patch. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Following these two in Minnesota, it's three at home against the Padres, three in Cleveland, three at home against the Mariners, four at home against the Yankees, and then three on the road against the Dodgers. Yeah, this is a stretch of 20 straight games against teams currently in playoff position. Royals are 0-2 in the first two. But like I mentioned, even if, you know, worst case scenario, they go 5-15 in this stretch, means they return home 39-35. I mean, even the worst stretch you can imagine has this team above 500 with the Oakland Athletics on the other side of the field. Once you finish that series at Dodger Stadium, it's up to Oakland, and you're going to be above 500. So I don't know what you're nervous about. For as much as I want this team to win the division, that's not the only route to the postseason. And don't get it twisted. The only thing that matters is getting into the postseason. Whether you're the 2 seed or the 6 seed, you have the pitching, the defense, and the team speed that wins in October. So embrace it. You no longer need to be a great team to win the World Series. You know, sometimes you don't even need to be a very good team. You can be just a above-average ball club that gets red hot in October. Let's go back to the text line. Ryan from Olathe says that his confidence is growing, but the team's been bad his entire life, save for 14-15. So Says, Vern, I want to be confident, but I need an entire season of consistently good baseball before I can say I'm 100% confident. All right, Ryan. Well, I appreciate you admitting that. It's going to be a long summer for you. Because even if the Royals put together that full quality season of baseball this year, even if they, you know, win 86 games and bow out in the first round of the playoffs, that really doesn't mean much for next year. You know, Michael Wacha could be gone. You might have to make a move and trade Brady Singer away. Could we really expect Salvi to duplicate this next season? How healthy is Vinny? How healthy is Michael Massey next year? Now, Ryan, you might miss it. If you need an entire season, you might miss it. Guardians do complete the 6-run victory in Denver. Raj in the Ozarks writes in, Michael Garcia is a grown man and one hell of a third baseman. Yeah, no doubt. Boy, what a play. Michael in the seventh inning dives to snag a 104-mile-per-hour one-hopper off of the bat of Ryan Jeffers for the second out of Chris Stratton's second inning. Stratton's first 6-out appearance of the season. From the 913, still happy the way the season's going, Vern. It's great to have a good team in the city, no doubt. From the 913, Vern, the Royals didn't play well tonight, but they didn't manage well either. Bringing your worst bat off the bench on a cold night against a guy throwing 102, that's head-scratching, to say the least. Fair point. From the 816, Vern, I think it's safe to say the first quarter of the season was a fluke. They'll be under 500 by the All-Star break. You can disagree with me all you want, but it doesn't mean that I'm wrong. Okay. Yeah, seems like you don't want to have a conversation, so I will not have one with you. Okay. Rally Mantis is wishing the best to Vinny Pasquantino. Again, Matt Quatrero saying that all appears well. It's just going to be a little painful for the Pasquatch. 816 is disappointed in Carlos Hernandez. Yeah, no doubt, man. Get in line. I appreciate it. Appreciate you listening. But how about Sam Long? Let's give some love to the lefty. His third straight scoreless appearance to start his Royals career. Dude's yet to allow a base runner. Looks good out there. I'm happy with what I'm seeing from Sam Long. How could you not be? Royals lose 4-2, a 3-game losing streak. But as I've said countless times, the best part about this team is the next day's starting pitcher. No matter how great or how poor things went that night, you have another horse on the hill the very next night. We'll get to more on Seth Lugo in a moment, but first, let's go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, good evening. I wanted to comment on a couple things. Last night, somebody sent you a text essentially undressing you for the fact that you're purportedly a homer. I've listened to baseball for close to 60 years, and you're as far away from a homer. Matter of fact, you're a little more direct against the home team than most people I hear. So that kind of put my blood pressure up. But thanks, it man. Went up a little bit more when they brought Hernandez in tonight. I have no idea, after watching him last year, game after game, night after night, walk people, hit people, strike out nobody. And this team somehow thinks that this guy is their savior. So I'm looking at the statistics when they brought him up, and I wasn't happy before I looked at him. Well, I was really unhappy when I saw that he was down in the minors and had a glowing 7.45 earned run average with a bunch of walks.
Yeah.
How in the world can that guy be on this team and be brought in? Well, how can he be on the team, period?
Because of the listen, I understand it. The same reason why I'm expressing my disappointment is because You know, this was a guy a few years ago, you know, a big 6'4 right-hander with a triple-digit fastball, a pair of devastating breaking balls. I mean, he was a real five-pitch pitcher. Okay, they wanted him to work as a starting pitcher. I really thought he would work, and it just never materialized. But they don't want to give up on that because of that amazing stuff, that triple-digit fastball. So they are begging him to lock it in, to put in the type of work it takes to be a consistent reliever because the talent is there. I just don't know if the want is there, the desire to be great. I don't know if it's there from Carlos Hernandez. And sooner rather than later, the organization's likely going to have to make a decision of do we cut bait with this dude and ultimately wave the white flag and say he's not the guy we hoped him to be.
Well, I thought they were going to dump him at the end of last year, like they did with Heasley, who was another, you know, walk in and lose games. I don't get it. I hope that our team in the minors has something better than that, because I hate to be a doomsday guy. If they think they're going to put the ribbon on Hernandez and get us what we want at the beginning of the year, which just gives me chills. It's so great.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, Rick, I'm with you. I hope you're wrong as well, but I don't believe that you are. The difference between Hernandez and Heasley is about 5 to 6 miles per hour on the fastball and a much better breaker, much better curveball for Hernandez than Jonathan Heasley. To me, Heasley's a long reliever. Hernandez has the stuff to be a high leverage reliever. You say hopefully they have someone in the minor leagues that can replace Hernandez or can do what they needed Carlos to do, which is get big strikeouts in high leverage situations. As we mentioned earlier, I'm hoping Will Klein can be that guy. John McMillan has flashed at times, but has yet to find his consistency right now in the minor leagues. Outside of those two, no one really jumping out at me, which is, that's where you start, right? You begin internally. Who's currently within the organization that can help in 2024? Okay. Once you exhaust those options, well, then you need to turn externally. Then, you know, ideally, you can find someone on the waiver wire. You can make a savvy trade. The Royals got to keep doing that. I know JJ's had a very strong 18 months, but in a market like this, what have you done for me lately? You got to keep it up. It's bogus saying that, but that's what's made Tampa successful. That's what's made Cleveland successful, is they just keep churning that talent. They keep hitting on those waiver claims, on those trades, on those minor league signings. So that would be option number two, to find that diamond in the rough on waivers or in a trade. Option number three is the obvious free agent, or excuse me, the obvious trade deadline move. You bring in the, I don't know. I mean, there's Mason Miller's the guy that jumps to the forefront of most reliever at the deadline acquisition conversations. I think it's going to be a little bit too tough to procure him from Oakland. But a Tanner Scott from Miami, Kenley Jansen from Boston, a Michael Kopech from the White Sox, that's a possibility. That's what this team needs. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. From the 316, Vern, like Bob Fesco always says, you can't treat this thing day to day. You got to go series to series. Yeah, I'm with you. No doubt. I mean, you could even go week to week the way things swing one way or the other in Major League Baseball. Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate the phone call, Rick. But like I was talking about, man, Seth Lugo. You know, for as disappointing as this game was today, for as much as it left you wanting more, Seth Lugo's on the hill tomorrow. Leads Major League Baseball in ERA, in wins, quality starts. By the end of tomorrow, might lead Major League Baseball in innings pitched. How bad can it be? Seth Lugo and Bailey Ober square off tomorrow at 6:40. I'll have the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30 with your chance to win tickets to see the Royals and Yankees coming up in a couple weeks at Kauffman Stadium. Thanks to James Howell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Royals lose 4-2. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, Kansas City. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.